Listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Great Crossing High School Gymnasium, just outside of Georgetown. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you tonight. It's a consolation bracket of this Billy Hicks Classic in Georgetown, and we'll talk about that more later on. The Indians getting ready to take on Lexington Lafayette, and Ivan Rawls is down on the floor with Montgomery County head coach Jason Mays.
Thanks, Dan, here with the head coach of Montgomery County, Coach Jason Mays, and Coach, game two, or night two for your Indians here at the Billy Hicks Classic. Things didn't go as you would have liked to a couple of nights ago, but a chance to come back tonight against a quality 11th region opponent in Lafayette. What is the thought and the mindset coming in this game for you, for these players?
Well, I like us. I liked where we were the last few nights, but we didn't perform. I thought we played hard against Ballard. We got tired late against Ballard. You know, we didn't play well against Powell at all. But, I mean, they're not goofing off in the locker room. They're listening to scouts. We had good shoot around today. We had good film session today. We had good free throw session today. A good pregame meal. I mean, they're conducting their business like a pro, you know, and so we're doing a lot of things right. Now we just got to execute better on the floor. I tell you what I really wish we had is some practice time. You know, yesterday we our bodies were really hurt. You know, Tice was out on sprained ankles. He's playing with a sprained ankle tonight. Matthew's got a bum shoulder. Hat's got a sprained ankle. Breckett's still got that busted eye. And so we spent we did 45 minutes of very intense stretching, muscle massage, and then we did cold tubbing, cupping, and then, you know, we shot for about 35 minutes, but no X and O stuff, because, you know, we can do all the X and O stuff, but if they're not on fresh legs, it don't matter. So it sort of took care of their bodies yesterday.
And any good cook could tell you, it takes time. You got a lot of ingredients, a lot of things that goes into this. And that's kind of how a coach has to be when you look at a season and you look at a team that's trying to meld some parts together, got players in different roles, new roles in this situation. When you look at all the different components that it takes to be a quality team, a team that you want them to be when it comes to the most important part of the season, you know, how do you look at that and how do you impart that to a team that maybe is young, that could be fragile maybe if things don't go well early on?
Well, one of the things I've figured out with this team is don't complicate the simple. And I think I've made a mistake of complicating our offense. I think I've made a mistake of complicating some of the things we do defensively. Now, do they need to know how to play this way? Yes. And am I going to scrap what we've done? No. But I'm going to start teaching things a little bit more simpler than I have been, and simplify some of the things we do in early offense. So don't complicate the simple is the first thing. Because if you know, these kids, they're struggling to grasp basketball at a high level. And I call this a high-level tournament. You know, I mean, how do you come in here and compete? How do you guard a guy who's better than you? How do you execute against size and athleticism? You know, you just don't say, oh, we just can't do it. We're not as good. No, you compete. You find a way. But they don't necessarily know how yet. And that's what's the most important. You know, I could have the best laid plans of mice and men. You've seen our scouting reports. I mean, you're not going to see a scouting report like that at the high school level. But if they don't know how to compete, it's sort of a moot point.
Yeah.
So, you know, yesterday we spent time in meditation, breathing exercises. I'm pointing out all the stops here. We got to get, you know, their heads right and their hearts are right. Now we got to get their heads right, and then the basketball will follow. I probably skipped over that process a little bit too much. So, like I said, it's just going to take time, man.
Before I have to let you go out to the center court, one positive you can glean out of this first 2 weeks of the season that says, hey, guys, you know, this is something we're doing really well and we need to continue to do and enhance.
I think Tice is going to be really good. I think Luke's going to be really good. But I also think there are two worst defenders. So if we can get those two guys defending at a high level, we got two really, really high recruitable basketball players coming out of Mount Sterling. Now, we got to get Brecken's play on the floor, matching his leadership off the floor. We got to get Dawson playing with more confidence, and we got to get E out of his own head.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck.
Yep.
It's Jason Mays, head coach for Montgomery County. We're inside the 12-minute mark here of this tip-off of this matchup between 10th and 11th region foes. It's Montgomery County taking on Lafayette, the Generals, tonight here at Great Crossing High School here in Scott County in the city of Georgetown. We'll take a one-minute timeout when we return. We'll talk to the head coach of Lafayette. That's Coach Ben Sanford. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Lafayette Generals are 2-3 coming into tonight's game under Coach Ben Sanford, and Ivan Rawls has got their coach right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lafayette Generals, Coach Ben Sanford. And Coach, you come to a tournament like this, and you get to learn a little bit about your team early on. Talk about maybe what you learned the other night and what maybe you can learn again tonight in this matchup against Montgomery County.
Well, we got to make sure we're competing. That's the main thing. And with these kids coming back, you know what, this is my second year here, and we only have one returning starter, so I have to teach them how to win games. You know, I have to teach them how to close out, but we're going to be fine. You know, this is early in the season. I have to keep reminding myself this is just the fourth game of the season. So, you know, main thing is we're learning. We got to continue to learn.
What's this team need to do, you feel like, based upon what you've been working on in the preseason and early in this season, in order to be successful?
Well, we have to play as a team. We have to have fun. We got to, you know, compete. We have to make sure we have each other's back. But the main thing is to have fun, compete, and put yourself in a situation where you can possibly win a game.
Talk about the leadership on a team. Coaches always talk about leadership. They want the leadership to come from the players. Who will this team, you feel like, need to lean on more as the season goes on?
Well, right now we're still figuring out who's going to be our leader. You know, I tell them we don't have any all-staters. You know, we possibly could have an all-city. But we're a team, you know, so any other night, any given night, someone can step up, you know. So right now we don't have that solid leader, but we're still looking for him, and that's part of growing as a team.
What about tonight, the matchup? What do you know about Montgomery County? What do you expect, or is it more just about what you have to do tonight?
Well, we have to play well, because Montgomery County, I know you mentioned earlier that they're still young and they're still learning, but that's a good team. You know, they got some size. I know they like to get it out and run. They seem very disciplined. They seem to not be able to knock down shots. So what we have to do is meet their intensity. We got to match their intensity.
And finally, Coach, is there a stat tonight you want to see from your team that needs to show well on the stat sheet at the end of the night?
Well, I don't want to see so many turnovers. You know, if we take care of the ball and we rebound, you know, anything can happen. But main thing is we got to take care of the ball. We got to take care of the possession of the balls. We do.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Coach Ben Sanford, head coach for the Lafayette Generals. We're going to take a 90-second timeout or two-minute timeout, and we'll return more here from Great Crossings High School, this beautiful, fairly new facility here in Georgetown, Kentucky. It's the Montgomery County Indians. They'll be taking on the Lafayette Generals right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, the quality of teams in this Billy Hicks Classic, I can tell you, pretty outstanding. We just watched a game where Woodford County was taking on Franklin County, and two nights ago, Great Crossing, that is right at this point in time considered to be the best team in Kentucky, and Great Crossing had beaten Woodford County by a single point in the opening round of this tournament right here on Great Crossing's floor. And they say in that game that the dunks were one right after another, that it was a dunk fest, and those teams were very impressive. Here tonight, after Woodford County rolled out to a 20-point lead in the first half, Woodford County came storming back, and that game ended up 72-66, Woodford County getting a six-point win. Again, we saw the Ballard team that's playing Scott County tonight. Scott County having beaten this Lafayette team 59-50, and of course Montgomery County no match at all for the Bruins in that 33-point loss. And so the Indians come in here tonight. Number one, I know that the defense has been the main point of concentration, and Coach Jason Mays, he hopes that the offense will just keep it up. The offense really looks okay. You sense this team is going to be able to score the ball pretty well, and really score it from all over the floor, you think, as well, which is a good sign. But again, Ethan Dunn, quality player he's got to learn the point guard spot a little bit. And, you do have to have those multiple ball handlers that to be really competitive at a high level. And the Indians right now, Dunn handles it well. Decker handles it pretty well. I think you can go on and say that Dawson Gentry handles it pretty well. The two bigger guys, they're not poor ball handlers, but against a lot of pressure, they're not going to probably do quite as well. Certainly turnovers in this game, I think, will be extremely crucial to the outcome. Usually is, you might say. That's assuming that one of these teams doesn't just really have a great night shooting the ball. The Indians have proven an ability to shoot the three here early very well. This Lafayette team, they're averaging a little bit under five threes a game. The Indians have not defended the three real well, so we'll see if they can do a little bit better job at that coming up in this game. Beautiful facility here at Great Crossing. They have about three times as many. I say three times as many. I think that's probably right. At least three times as many seats in the lower portion that are chair backs. And then when you move to the upper level, you can move to the upper level from that lower level, or you can move to the upper level by going up outside stairs and coming in and going down into the upper level. So you love the way this is arranged. But we're located high above the playing floor here tonight. That's our vantage point for you. We'll be back. We'll get the starting lineups for tonight's Montgomery County Lafayette game in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter.
And Julia Porter.
Of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
And a joyous new year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Montgomery County in their home white uniforms tonight with red numerals trimmed in blue. Let's go to the public address announcer for the introduction of starting lineups.
Starters, first for Lafayette. Bailey Yard, number two, Ismail Thomas.
How do you say that one? The Horacio?
Bailey Yard, number three, Horacio Hurst. Way in the forward, number five, Peyton Pritchard. Way in the guard, number 10, Clay Noble. And the center, number 32, Eli Steele. And the head coach of the Generals, Vince Sanford. And now for Montgomery County. Play the guard, number one, Trace Jarvis. Play the guard, number three, Luke Bonds. Play the guard, number four, Ethan Dunn.
Is that Brecken?
Play the guard, number 11, Brecken Decker. And their guard, number 14, Dawson Gentry. And the head coach of the Indians, Jason Mays.
So those are your starting lineup.
This is Mike Kane, Matt Boone, Andy Dunn, and Anthony Mealy.
And we're about ready to go here. Lafayette in dark blue uniforms, red numerals trimmed in white. And the general stars down the side of their uniform, white stars on a red background. Indians will move from left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play. Fawns will move in to jump center against Eli Steele, a 6'4 junior. Luke will have a little bit of a height advantage. Everybody just getting in place right now, and I think we're ready. I don't know if we're waiting for the... Well, we're waiting for a basketball. That's what we're waiting for. Didn't have one out. Now we're ready. Andy Dunn tosses it up, make sure the air supply is suitable, and we are ready to go here. As Steele and Fawns jump it up, Indians will move left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play, and this game is underway. Fawns tips it back to Dawson Gentry, and Montgomery County will go on offense first tonight. And Lafayette, man-to-man Dunn, drives for the basket, right side, a little ball fake, puts it up and in. He got called for traveling.
I don't know if he scooted his foot or not, but, you know, I thought...
He made a nice move.
Yeah, I thought he just hesitated there for a split second. If he kept going on his initial drive, I thought he had an easy lay-in.
A tough break for the Indians. Could have had a... look like an easy two there if they're done. Made a really nice move. Now the Indians are man-to-man. And with the ball is Hurst, a little guy driving for the basket against Dunn. Dunn turns him away. Now a three out beyond the top of the key. That is no good. Put up there by Pritchard, and it's rebounded by Jarvis. Montgomery County comes down quickly, and now there's a three by Dunn. Good.
He showed on opening night he can hit that three. And if he hits it, we'll add a dynamic to his game.
Driving for the basket again and putting a shot up the lane, missing it, but the Indians lose the rebound out of bounds. Hurst drove and got some space on his defender done that time, but after the miss, the Indians just good hustle. They out-battled each other for the rebound. Steele takes the inbounds pass, spins, and flips it up and in, and he got away from the defense with a little spin move, and it's 3-2. Here's Dunn, right corner to Decker. Drives toward the paint, spins, weaves, gets through the defense, looks, goes to Fawns, and down the right side flips it up and in. Excellent look by Decker to get Luke Fawns a good look and a good break to the basket. Now down inside, shot is put up and good. Driving in on the right side was Ishmael Thomas, and it's 5-4. Here's Decker making a move, and a little 15-footer is no good. And the rebound is taken by Thomas. And driving in and getting open inside, missing the layup. And there was Pritchard, and Montgomery County with a rebound. Jarvis has it, brings it down, gives to Decker in the corner. Decker drives for the basket, got pushed, and puts it up and in with the left hand.
Good strong move there. Floor was well spaced for Brecken to go one-on-one right there.
7-4, the Indians with the lead. Thomas being guarded by Decker. Okay. Hands it off on the perimeter to Noble. Now Steele takes it and a back cut going in. Shot is maybe partially blocked by Decker, and the Indians come off the glass with it. They lead down, almost got away from Jarvis, but he recovers. Now back out, and there's Decker, top of the key for three, and he left it short. And the rebound taken by Thomas coming down. Decker got a really good look there. And going inside, we get a whistle and a foul. Thomas is going to go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Brecken Decker.
And Brecken did get a good look from there. I thought he rushed it a little bit, you know, because, you know, he wasn't in a good form, the shooting form, when he let it go. You felt like when he let it go, it was going to come up short.
We played 2.5 minutes. Free throw is up and good. Thomas with his third point. He's a 6-foot junior. Thomas will try to pull the Generals within 1 point here. Right-hand shooter puts it up. No good. They battle for the rebound, and Jarvis comes down with it for Montgomery County, and the Indians with a two-point lead in the ball. Decker drives the right baseline, whips it left corner to Dunn. Dunn driving for the basket out to Fawns, who's ready, firing a three that doesn't go down, and the rebound is tipped and comes to Thomas. So the Indians miss a couple of three-point shots, and now Lafayette with a chance to take the lead. They look for a back cutter. They don't get it. Now spinning and weaving and going up on the inside and kissing it off the glass is Eli Steele with a nice move. The big guy has got a lot of mobility, and we are tied for the first time in the game at seven apiece. And now a double dribble on the Indians. Tribe's second turnover. Lafayette gets it back.
I wasn't close enough to it, but I thought the defender hit the ball there from Dunn. I thought he could reestablish his dribble, but apparently that didn't happen. He just mishandled it on his own.
Here is Thomas across the timeline. Gives off on the left side to Pritchard. Now Steele breaks out to be on the top of the key. And so the ball off to Hurst. And now he tried to go inside. The ball knocked away and out of bounds by Dunn. As once again, they try to get the ball in close to Steele.
Well, you can see early on here, Lafayette's trying to get some mismatches on his switches. They've had three layups, essentially,
yeah. Ivan.
Yeah, one a backdoor cut.
Yeah. They floated in low to Steele. He turns in the lane. He might have got away with a walk and then banks a shot in.
Yeah, it looked like he kind of scooted his feet there before he put a dribble down. But, boy, he's good around the basket. He's shown that on a couple of shots here early.
9-7, and now Lafayette's going to put some early pressure on, but they get it to Gentry, and he brings it across the timeline. Gives off to Dunn on the left wing. Dunn, a long, long three. Good. Wow.
That's really not the first shot option you want a lot of times, being quick in the offense. But, boy, Dunn's hit two big ones here early.
There's a ball tipped away, but they get it back. Here's Steele, long way from the basket. Breaking for the basket is Thomas, and he flips it up, and it doesn't go. And the rebound by Jarvis, his fourth rebound here early. And now he comes down and launches a three that is no good. Nobody under the glass for the Indians. Thomas with the rebound. So down on the other end, a shot put up that is no good. And then the rebound out, and Steele misses a shot outside. Decker rebounds it. Decker all the way down. Nobody picked him up. He lays it up and in.
I'm surprised Coach Sanford didn't lose his mind right there. They went away from the ball. I mean, it's the first thing you got to do. Golden rule, stop the ball.
12-9, Montgomery County. With the lead, Lafayette with the ball. Decker knocks it away. They go for the loose ball. It's picked up, and we get a timeout taken by Lafayette. They had to take that timeout. Well, you hope Decker doesn't get in a situation where he breaks that those stitches loose. Yeah. Timeout taken by Lafayette with 3:24 left here in the opening quarter. Montgomery County 12, Generals 9. We're back in 30 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Well, the Indians with a good offensive start. They have, again, struggled a little bit on defense, Ivan, and letting Lafayette get those shots right down under the basket.
Yeah, this team's going to challenge you. You know, Montgomery County's trying to come up and crowd a little bit, but, boy, they're doing a great job of getting separation, backdoor cuts, and coming off of the pick-and-roll option opportunities.
Here's Thomas. Gives it to Hurst. Right back to Thomas, beyond the top of the key against Gentry. Thomas on the left-hand dribble, and now he wants to start in, but Gentry keeps him at bay, backs up near the timeline. Over the right side, and Cole Rose is into the game, and he tipped that ball away, then Steele came back and touched it, and it's out of bounds to Montgomery County. Cole Rose creating the turnover.
Great job that time of being out in that passing lane, and Steele didn't try to backdoor cut him there.
Isaiah Rallett is in the game as well right now. Here is Dunn, hands to Gentry, out to Rowley, beyond the top of the key, and almost had a bad pass. Jarvis gets it, and trying to, I don't know what he was doing.
He got tipped. He got back tapped, and the other official's going to come and let the official know it should be Montgomery County's ball.
Montgomery County's going to get the ball. Good job by the officials. That's the way it is designed to work, but officials are often so reluctant to
And these are three veteran officials. They've probably worked together many a time.
Entry to Jarvis. Here is Gentry going for the basket and hooks it up, gets blocked with his left-hand shot, and it's rebounded by Steele. So Lafayette down, trailing by three, and going for the basket is Hurst. Puts it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, and Gentry comes up with it. And the Indians want to run. Here is Dunn, three-point line right side. Cole inside there. Jarvis found the three-point line, gets a screen, but can't get a shot. Now Dunn, another long, long three, banked it in.
He didn't call that one. He can't use that one in horse. He didn't call it off the glass, but, boy, he's hot here early.
15-9, he is 3 of 3 from the three-point line, is Ethan Dunn. Thomas, Indians with their biggest lead of 6 points, just under 2 minutes to play. Thomas tries to drive in and gives it back on the outside. Thomas gets it back. He fires a long three. Good. Ooh. Wow. Talk about an answer. Ishmael Thomas buries a long jumper, and it's 15 to a dozen. Minute 40 to play in the quarter. And the ball lost by Jarvis, but he gets it back. Gives over to Dunn. Jarvis being guarded by a much smaller player, but a quicker player. And here's Dunn driving in to Gentry, who launches a three. Good.
This must be a shooting.
Gentry ready to fire that one up there, and Dunn, as soon as Dunn got it to him, he let it fly. It's 18 to 12. Thomas driving in, spins, weaves, goes up from 8 feet, knocks in a jumper. Good move by Thomas.
This is no ABA basketball, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I think that was bad defense, and now Dunn says, can I do it again? And I can. He's 4 of 4.
Oh, wow.
21 to 14. Dunn has a dozen points in the first 7 minutes.
This is fun.
Yeah. Here is Hurst. Gives it at very long range to Steele. Now down in the lane, they try to get it back to Steele. He lost it out of bounds. Indians, with good defense, create a turnover, and their turnovers are 2-2 now. And now Fawns comes in to replace Gentry. Yeah, Decker has, I think Decker's gone back to the locker room. I mean, I think there was a little blood there. Here is Fawns going for the basket, stops right baseline, missed a shot, gets his own rebound, and Gold powers it back up, no good, but draws the foul. He stayed with it and draws the foul from Eli Steele, the first foul of the opening quarter against Lafayette. Doesn't come until there are only 32 seconds to play, and Fawns will get to go to the line to shoot two.
What I liked about Luke here on that offensive rebound, he went straight up and straight down. He didn't come over the back to get that offensive rebound and putback opportunity.
Decker is back on the bench now, and we'll see if he's able to come back in. Fawns' free throw is up and good.
He's headed to the scorer's table right now.
Decker is going to come in and replace Isaiah Rowlett. So Fawns can push that lead out to 9 points here. This one's short, and the rebound out of the lane is picked up out there by Randy Kirk, who checked into the game for Lafayette. 22-14, going down inside, missing a shot as Thomas puts it up again, no good, and Decker comes away with a rebound. Decker runs it down. So Montgomery County goes inside. There's a three out there by Fawns. Knocks it down. The Indians have hit 6 threes here in this opening quarter. It's 25-14. 5 seconds to go, and out front, we're going to get an offensive foul against Lafayette.
Are they calling Jarvis? Oh, no, they did call an offensive foul. You're right.
Yeah, the foul is going to be on.
And the players are confused because they thought it was a reach in. Look.
Yeah, it's going to be on Brady Kirk, and that's his first, team foul number two.
Coach Mays calls a timeout. He wants to drop a play here with 3.3. This is working for the future, Dan, right here, is what Coach Mays is doing.
Well, the Indians have come out red hot from the outside. They have, in this opening quarter, now made 6 of 9 three-point shots. Don't extrapolate that out, please, for a game.
No. Like I said, we saw some excellent shooting last night in the girls' matchup over Henry Clay. And boy, the way they've come out shooting this ball game, you just can't help but think that it's a great shooting backdrop on both ends of this floor here at the Great Crossings High School. Beautiful gymnasium, too, that they have here.
Oh, it sure is. The Indians with 3.3 seconds to go. They're inbounding it near midcourt. Let's see what they draw up. Fawns comes to get it. Fawns dribbles top of the key, clears himself, fires a three, no good off the back of the iron. And the quarter is over, but you got a pretty good look at it. And the first quarter comes to an end. Indians with a lead, 25-14 over the Lafayette Generals. We'll be back, second quarter action in just a minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Indians come out and make 9 of 15 shots from the field there in that opening quarter, 6 of 10 threes to go up by 9 points, or 11, 25-14. And on the other side, Indians are being out-rebounded 9-8, Ivan. Of those rebounds, 5 of the rebounds for Lafayette, little guard Ishmael Thomas.
Yeah.
5 of those. I mean, he's gone in there and been a force.
As if there's only a one rebound differential and you're shooting the ball as well as Montgomery County, they'll take it in this situation. Now I think they're talking about who should get the ball here. It should be Lafayette's ball, because Montgomery County got the opening tip and they immediately turned it over, and there wasn't another tie-up after that. So it should be Lafayette's ball here.
So, hey, hands got together, got it right.
There you go.
So Lafayette will inbound. Thomas is going to inbound the ball, and in the game now is K.J. Jones, a 5'9 sophomore. Little guy coming across the timeline on the left-handed dribble, and Dunn is with him. Moves off on the right side, gives to Steele out beyond the top of the key. He tried to bounce it. Decker slipped in front, came up with a turnover. Lead pass ahead. Rose goes under, and Steele blocks it out of bounds.
Well, I think this is a good time right here, Dan. Try to establish Cole Rose down on the inside. I know that's one thing that Coach Mays wants to see, is more inside presence in this game.
I think there's a question. The Indians aren't really lined up the way they want to be.
Yeah, knowing to play.
Here's Fawns firing a three. Good, off the right side. Wow. 28-14. Quickly down and driving under, missing the driving layup. Is Steele, but he's going to, no, it wasn't Steele. He's gonna, there's a foul on the play by the Indians. Well, they got it down in a hurry. So Rose gets his first foul. First foul of the second quarter, of course, and doing to the free throw line is going to be Peyton Pritchard, a 6-foot senior, as he'll shoot two, looking for his first points of the night, puts it up and in.
As I think I heard somebody say one time, the way Montgomery County's shooting right now is like shooting ducks in a barrel.
Those ducks or fish? I don't know.
I thought they were ducks. I don't know. They're may have been fish. It was some kind of water creature.
Pritchard makes a pair of free throws. It's 28-16. Here's Dunn outside. Fawns back to Dunn. Dunn working on the dribble. Goes behind the screen. Fawns behind the screen. He goes right side, goes all the way in. Puts it up. He got called for this. How is that a walk?
Yeah, I would have thought that they would have called that contact that may have influenced the walk. But
I didn't think there was a walk, period. Yeah. I mean, he's got a long stride going for the bucket. Down the other end, shot is put up in there. No good. Decker comes away with the rebound off that miss. Putting it up was K.J. Jones, excuse me. Here's Rose giving a high screen to Dunn. Dunn over to Decker on the right wing. Decker moves into the lane. A little 8-foot jumper. Good. Oh, that's a shot that Decker needs to get a lot.
Yeah.
And he's got 6, and it's 30-16. Quickly down inside, we're going to get a foul called on Rose.
Yeah. Cole's feet got him right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big guy, but, he's mobile for a big guy. But, you know, often you see us a lot out of players transitioning from football to basketball, that their feet are the last thing that tend to come with them when you talk about that lateral quickness when they go from one sport to the next.
Kirk is out of the game as Tyler Hunt, a 6'5 sophomore, is in there now. Hunt takes the inbounds pass, dumps it right down to Thomas on the baseline. Doesn't have anything, so he sends it back on the perimeter to Noble, and then it's thrown away. Got over on the left wing to Hunt. He wouldn't go back the other way and threw it over everybody's head out of bounds. Four turnovers now. And now Rose is going to come out of the game as Gentry's going to come in.
Two things that Coach Sanford said in that pregame interview. He knows Montgomery County can shoot, and his team can't throw the ball away, and both things are happening.
Gentry just missed a three, but Decker goes in and flies up and gets the rebound. Now Decker goes to the basket, gives out to Fawns. He goes for the bucket, and he flips it up. It doesn't go, and the rebound is taken by Hunt. But still, you like to see that attack of the basket by Fawns right there. Here's Thomas. Oh, he carried the ball. Got away with it. Over on the left side of Pritchard, he tries to drive on Gentry. Now driving and penetrating, but unable to get through is Hurst. Now Hurst gets away from Dunn, goes floater up from 10, good.
Well, I was loving that matchup between Hurst and Dunn from Montgomery County, but Hurst got the better of him at the end.
30-18, 5:45 left here in the opening half of play. And he's got to keep playing. Here's Fawns going, spinning left into the lane, a little ball fake up, and it rolls off. Wow, and the ball's out of bounds. And
ooh.
Oh, my.
Ooh. I thought that was obvious. That was obvious.
Yeah.
The Lafayette player was in the position to where he had to be the last one to touch the ball. It's physically impossible for anybody else to have done that.
Lafayette gets it. Indians go 1-3-1. Decker out on the point. Here is Hurst. Left side, Thomas penetrates, and a floater is good. Ewald. Thomas.
Steps called, as they say on the PA a lot of times.
Yeah. Third turnover of the first half of the second quarter. Turnovers are now 5-3 in the Indians' favor. Dunn floats it to Jarvis at a high post. Hands off to Decker behind the back dribble. Goes toward the basket but cut off. Now he needs help. Now he has to send it back out to Dunn. Good defense there by Thomas on Decker. Dunn out front gets a screen from Jarvis. Fires a three, top of the key, good.
Wow. Wow.
Five threes in the first half.
Is he shooting the ball?
Or Ethan Dunn. Here, driving, penetrating Hurst. Can't get away. Thomas, he'll fire three left side. It's in and out. Fawns gets a lot of contact. Gets the rebound. And that foul is going to be on Hunt. Hunt gets his first team foul of this second half. So Fawns. You know, you like to see Vaughn show some ability to be physical.
I enjoyed the way he tracked the ball there. That's what I really enjoyed about that defensive rebound.
Had to out-battle two players. Here is Jarvis, a three right side, no good. Left it short. The rebound taken by Hurst, who runs it down and gets the lane and goes under and lays it in.
He's got a gear, doesn't he?
He does. 33-20. Fawns down the baseline. Gentry outside Decker. Decker drives, goes for the basket, flips it up. Newhart gets his own rebound. Out to Gentry, a three off the left wing, in and out. Tough luck there for Montgomery County that Gentry couldn't get that shot down. And there's a shot put up on the other end that's no good, and there is Jarvis with another rebound. Indians bring it down. Driving for the basket, Dunn, and as he goes up, he is going to be fouled. And
even right there before the driver, you know, and this is where, you know, like I said, you feel like, Dunn's going to have to continue to mature as a point guard. I thought he should have got that ball right back to Jarvis. Jarvis had a matchup advantage and allow him to take advantage of that size there on that wing.
Free throws up and no good, so he's made five threes, but he's missed his first free throw. And now Rowlett is going to come in, and Jarvis is going to come out. I think Tice right now You know, he's a freshman. Mm-hmm. He wants to score.
Yeah.
And all freshmen want to score, and he's a little quick to fire the three maybe and probably needs to work more inside with his size. Shot is no good. Rowlett had the rebound, but they knock it away from him and take it away from him. Lead pass ahead and going down and putting it up and drawing the foul for Lafayette is Hurst, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. Foul's going to be on Decker.
And going back to your thought on Tyce Jarvis, that was another reason why I thought Dunn should have got him the ball, you know, because he had an opportunity to be able to get himself an offensive basket.
Free throw is no good, and Rowlett battling for that rebound. Vaughn saves it back in, but Lafayette gets it. A free throw or shot under the basket is put up no good, but then finally still gets a rebound, puts it up and in.
Tough trip down there for the Indians.
Yeah, it's 33-24, so they're lead that had been out to 14 is now down to 9. Indians could use a basket here. Fawns driving on the right side. They foul him once. They foul him twice. And we get no call, and the rebound is taken by Steele. Wow. Well, you got to protect a guy with the ball a little bit right there, don't you think, Ivan? I mean,
yeah.
He's getting contact out there.
Yeah, you don't want to get the defense the advantage by bodying him up. Or...
under 3 to play here in the first half. Indians with a 9-point advantage, but Lafayette coming closer here, down close. Rowlett with good defense in there on Steele, and now going under the basket and missing it. Gentry with the rebound off that miss by Hurst. Gentry runs down, and the shot is blocked, I believe. Did he get a shot up?
He didn't get it above his waist. They said it just got knocked out of bounds.
Out of bounds, and Montgomery County will play it. And now Clutie is going to come in. Clutie is going to come for Rowlett. Dane Clutie, a junior. Here is Gentry right back to Dunn, who drives and gives Clutie the ball on the right side, and his shot is no good. Oh, he just needs to make one. But the rebound, the Indians get it back. Decker able to help come up with that rebound, and down inside, Gentry can't get the shot down, and then the ball comes to Lafayette. They run down, and getting open inside, putting it up and in is going to be Kirk, who's back in the game.
And Montgomery kind of needs a good offensive possession here.
Yeah, it's 33-26. Indians just missing opportunities here. And
Get a paint touch.
There's Fawns launching a three, and it's no good. Decker, though, tracks the ball well, gets the rebound, goes back inside. He gets fouled, and Decker's going to shoot two.
Yeah, this is really, you know, you talked about earlier how this team got off to such a great shooting start from the perimeter, and you don't want to be seduced into continue to shoot that, especially when a team's making a run at you. Go inside. Get that ball inside that lane, that painted area.
So Decker shooting a pair. First shot is up, and it's no good. The Indians have missed three free throws in a row now. With 6 points.
Go back to that conversation I had with Coach Mays last month on Sports Extra. He talks about possessions. He wants good, efficient shots, you know. And I think sometimes you get seduced into those shooting those big threes sometimes that you forget.
Decker makes the second free throw. 34-26, minute 49 to play in the half. Outside Hurst with the ball. Little bitty guy guarded by Dunn. Overcomes Steele, going to drive around Jarvis and goes under and lays it up and in.
Steele's a nice player.
Eli Steele with 10 points here in the first half. And it's 34-28. Decker's going to go all the way down. A little jump stop in the lane. And he missed the shot, but he's fouled, and that's going to be on Eli Steele, and that'll be his second personal foul.
Like the aggressive nature by Brecken right there. The floor was opening up, and it was a good aggressive attack inside the 15-feet area.
1:29 to play in the half. Decker makes the free. See if the Indians could have a little run here at the end of the half. He'd kind of try to get back in gear offensively.
See what Montgomery County does defensively here on a make.
And the second free throw is good, so Decker.
They retreat. Looks like they're going to get the 1-3-1.
Takes it 36-28. Decker on the point. Dunn on the back line. And now Lafayette trying to adjust. Steele is in the middle right now. Thomas on the left wing. Thomas has been quiet for a long time after a great start in this game. The little guy is way out on the left side, and Steele gives it right back to him, and there's a pass over to Hurst, and now back to Thomas.
in the corner to Kirk. Drives for the basket, blocked by Jarvis, who not only blocks it, comes away with a rebound on a nice play. Jarvis brings it himself. He's going to go all the way down, and he's going to be fouled, and Jarvis is going to shoot free throws.
And that's when really Tyson's at his best right there. You get him out in the open floor with that length, with the skill set he has with the ball in his hands. He's trying to attack early. He's trying to get at you early, and he likes getting that contact typically and finishing at the basket.
Kirk has picked up his third foul. And with 53 seconds to go in the half, the Indians can go back up by double figures if Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, can knock down a pair of free throws. Puts the shot up, and it rims out on him. He's still looking for his first point. Coming into the game for Lafayette, returning is Clay Noble, who's played briefly. As a freshman, I think Jarvis is going to be a player who his defense is going to be better when he's playing well offensively, and he knocks down a free throw here. That was a case, though. He made a great defensive play.
Yeah.
That
and,
got him into offense.
And great off the ball right now. But I know Coach Mays wants him to be a good on-the-ball defender as well.
Indiana State, the 1-3-1. Steele sits out high. Thomas goes to the free throw line on the dribble. Backs up. Pritchard back to Thomas. He's got a good three left side. No good. The long rebound. And Steele gets it back. Ball fake. And he finally had to be in the lane for about 8 seconds, and then he gets fouled. You know, how is that not a three-second call by somebody out there, folks?
The time still used his frame a little bit stronger down inside. Used it to his advantage.
Foul is on Jarvis, and that's his first.
They caught it on Dunn, I believe. Four, yeah.
Okay. There's a battle and a loose ball, and Montgomery County trying to get it, and...
Are they going to call here? Are they giving a timeout?
Yeah,
they
got a timeout with 22 seconds to go. Or
they're going to say he was out of bounds, I think.
They have to track the ball down, but they're going to give it to Lafayette. Say Montgomery County was out of bounds before they, Coach Mays could get a timeout. 22 seconds left here. In the opening half, the Indians with a 9-point lead, Lafayette with the ball.
Great Crossing, the halftime, has a 37-31 lead over Frederick Douglass at halftime. So,
well, it's pretty obvious error. There are teams in this tournament that think they can be there on Saturday night in March. Here's Steele out front with 17 seconds to go, needs some help. It's Thomas now over the right side of the floor against a 1-3-1, takes it. Hurst is over on the left wing. They let the clock run down. 8 seconds to go. Now they bounce it over, and Hurst floats it back to Thomas. Thomas makes a move, and there's a long three that's no good over there by Noble, and Jarvis a rebound, and the first half comes to an end with the Indians leading 37-28 here at the halftime break, and we'll be back. Ivan and I will share the first half scoring and stats with you. Tell you a little bit about some of the things that are going to be going up on here in the next couple of weeks. We'll return to Great Crossing High School and the Billy Hicks Classic in 2 minutes.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Halftime here at Great Crossing High School in the 2023 Billy Hicks Classic. Of course, Coach Hicks's funeral service will be over at the Scott County Gymnasium coming up on Sunday. And, well, I think this whole community, they're still in a little bit of shock.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, we're here at Great Crossing High School. But, you know, like I said, when it was a one-school town, this is Billy Hicks. So this is, you know, part of that legacy. When you see a facility like this, and they're paying homage to, you know, a fallen legend in Billy Hicks. And it's been great to see a lot of the, you know, coaches that he influenced, especially the other night, and some of the former players that came back and, you know, recognize what influence he had in their lives and stuff. And that's why, you know, we talk about it all the time, Dan. We cover sports year-round and, you know, the influence that coaches have. You know, I know a lot of times there's people that, you know, look at going to school and they'll look at it from an academic standpoint, and the teachers that, you know, are at the whiteboard or the blackboard and doing math and science and English. But coaches are educators too, and a lot of times they're teaching those life things that are essentials a lot of times that, you know, don't get recognized enough. And I tell people all the time, there's not, you know, hardly a day goes by, definitely not a week goes by in my work life that I don't talk about something that I learned from a coach while I was in sports. And, you know, and then you see the people that weren't involved in either, you know, sport activities or some other kind of extracurricular activity where it required you to work with others, and you see it and you know the difference. But Billy Hicks is one of those guys. Not only was he a great coach and won a lot of ball games and did a lot of great things, he was definitely influential in a lot of young men and women's lives, I'm sure, in the hallways there at Scott County High School and others.
It is lead here 37-28 at halftime, and Lafayette led by Eli Steele, a very smooth 6'4 junior who had 10 points, made 5 of 7 field goal attempts and had 5 rebounds and a block shot in the first half. Ishmael Thomas, a 6-foot junior guard, had 8 points, all of those in the first quarter, and he also had 5 rebounds in that first period. Then it was 6 points for Yashiro Hurst, a 5'6 senior. Those came in the second quarter, and the other 2 points belong, or 4 points, 2 for Peyton Pritchard and 2 for Brady Kirk, who has 3 fouls here at halftime. Clay Noble, Tyler Hunt, and K.J. Jones all played but didn't score. Montgomery County led by Ethan Dunn, the senior with 15 points on 5 of 6 threes in that first half. Did miss his only 2 free throws, but 15 points for Dunn. Fawns with 9, 9 for Brecken Decker, and Decker also had 7 rebounds in the first half to go with his 9 points. Dawson Gentry with 3 points. Tyce Jarvis only 1 point, but he did have 7 rebounds and a block shot in the first half of play. And the Indians, they played Isaiah Rowlett, Cole Rose, and Dane Clutie, but those 3 guys collectively 0 for 2 from the field. They did not score. We'll have the other stats before we begin the second half after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
There's a great walking track up here, Ivan. Yeah. You could have done a couple of laps here during the...
A few years ago, I was doing it. You remember?
I just noticed. A guy kept walking by here.
You wondering what was going on. You thought heckling or something. But, yeah, it's great. I mean, you could do it, you can't do it on all three levels, but this top level, you can. It's like an indoor walking track. I can't say enough how impressed, because it's such a different looking gymnasium. It isn't as big as Montgomery County or some of these other newer gyms, but it is beautiful. It's unique in its construction here at Great Crossing High School. If you ever get a chance to come over, I think you'll be thoroughly impressed with what they were able to do.
In that first half, both teams made 12 of 29 from the field, but the Indians made 8 of 17 threes, and Lafayette made 1 of 6. The Indians were 5 of 10 from the line, Lafayette 3 of 5. Montgomery County really went to the glass hard in the second quarter. They now rebounded Lafayette 21-18. Turnovers 5 on Lafayette, only 3 on the Indians in the first half. And that's a good sign.
Yeah, it really is. And I think Montgomery County, coming out here in the second half, they got to continue to, focus on taking care of the basketball, challenging on the rebounds, and making good decisions with their shot selection the rest of the way if they're going to hold on to this lead.
And we'll be back. The second half will be underway in 1 minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Montgomery County will have the ball to begin this third quarter of play. The Indians will move from right to left on your dial. Looks like both teams have gone back and have their starting units in there. Brecken Decker ready to inbound the ball for the Indians, and here we go. Into Gentry. Gentry looking. Hands to Dunn. Back to Decker, who drives through the lane, lays it up, and it rolled off. What a great play. It just didn't finish there. And Lafayette with the ball. Well, that'd been a great way to start the second half. What a nice looking play they ran, Ivan.
Yeah, it really was. And Montgomery County's missed a few shots at the rim. It's going to discourage them because they're shooting the ball so well from the perimeter.
Here's Thomas. He got away with a walk. Now Steele moves in.
Ball fake. Gives back over to Thomas. Thomas gets a screen, drives in, shoots a little jumper that's no good, and the rebound comes to Gentry. Fawns was right there bothering Thomas on that shot. Here's Jarvis down. Gentry kicks it to Dunn. Left corner, thought about a three, and then pulled it back down.
Yeah, that was a good, smart decision.
Yeah, he really wasn't in a good shooting form, was he? He didn't have those feet set, and he had a little player that was going to come under him. Here is Decker giving Dunn a screen, and Dunn fires a three, top of the key. Good. Wow. That's number six.
Oh, that is scary if he continues to shoot like this.
40-28, left corner. There's a three, and Lafayette answers with a three. That's put up by Clay Noble. So it's 40-31, 6:40 to go. Here is Dunn. Gives it a high post to Decker, who lets Dunn go through. Hands to Fawns. Fawns makes a move, goes all the way around the horn, goes up right baseline, puts it in, a little short jumper. Didn't use the glass, and it went in.
And again, he had the mismatch. I think you got to look at that.
42-31, floater down the lane. And putting it up and in is Hurst. He's got eight, so teams matching baskets right now. Right corner, Dunn firing a three. That's no good this time. Fawns tips a rebound, but Steele is able to come down with it. Lafayette down. There's a three that's up, and it's no good. But a long rebound is taken out there by Hurst. And there's three put up by Steele is no good. But the rebound comes right back inside to Hurst.
Stepped out of bounds, yeah.
And Hurst stepped out of bounds. The Indians will get the ball.
It was a little delayed whistle because I was like, man, he stepped in the middle of the R in Warhawk on the baseline there. Didn't think it was going to get called. It wasn't one of those ones where you just touched the inbounds line. I mean, he literally was a full foot out of bounds.
Decker going for the basket right side. Can't get free. Now he makes a nice move and puts it up. Oh, I thought he would get an and one. He will shoot two. Foul's going to be on Noble. Noble gets the foul, and here is Brecken Decker at the free throw line. That's what Decker can do. He can get to the line a bunch with the way he maneuvers in there. And free throw rolls in. Yeah. I mean, he's very good at a kind of a continuation. You shut him down, but he doesn't give up on the play.
Yeah.
He'll use his footwork to come back and still get a good shot off. And he missed this free throw.
Oh, that went off blue. That went off blue. Yeah, good call. Boy,
Decker went in there and knocked that ball off of Pritchard after he got the rebound.
The official was right on that. And that happened so quick, a lot of officials probably would have missed that.
And he was up by 10, trying to get it in. And, boy, there's a
got a defensive foul here.
Foul on Noble. Noble gets his second personal foul. 5:36 to go. Again, that's two team fouls now, fairly early in this second. You get five, Indians will get two shots on a foul. Here is Gentry. I like what he did right there. He didn't force his shot. He gives back to Dunn, trying to run offense. Dunn being hampered out front. Gives it over to Decker. Decker on the dribble. Goes down the baseline. Gets around to the defender. Ball fake, and they knock it away, and they take it away from him, and then he comes back. And we get a jump ball, I think.
He got a timeout. I think Coach. Oh, I thought the official over here had acknowledged the timeout before the tie-up. But Coach Sanford gets to keep that one in his pocket.
What happened?
They caught it. Yeah, they caught it a jump ball. Yep.
A jump ball, but the Indians will get the next one. So 5 minutes to play third quarter. Tribe up by 10. They floated in low to Steele. Steele walks. And they don't call it. He missed a shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. And Gentry comes down with it. Boy, he walked all over the place. There's Gentry going down with that left hand. Lays it up and in. He's got 5 points. And the Indians have built the lead back to a dozen at 45-33. And now we do get that timeout taken by Lafayette. Their second timeout of the game. We've got 4:46 left in the third quarter. Montgomery County with a 45-33 lead on Lafayette. And we'll be back in a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. .446 left here in this third quarter of play. Cole Rose is in right now for the Indians. And again, I mean, I think he's in there because they want him to be a little physical with Steele down low, because obviously Steele is the toughest stop the Indians have defensively. Here is ball on the left side to Thomas, and the Indians in a zone. A 2-3 right now. They've done a good – maybe
– they're kind of matching up out of it.
Yeah. Here is Thomas spinning around the dribble, gives to Hurst. Hurst doesn't have anything. Back to Thomas. A long three. You let him have that any time, and he nailed it. They didn't let him have it. I mean, they tried to close on him, but wow. Big shot there by Thomas. 45-36. He's got 11. Dunn brings it across the timeline. Gives to Gentry. Gentry behind a Fawn screen. Back out to Dunn. Over to Fawn's right wing. Fawn's wants to drive. Then he pulls up from 18 feet. Left it way short. Goes out of bounds. .356 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 9-point game. Checking in is Tyler Hunt. So they've got 6'5 Hunt, 6'4 Steele in the game right now.
Yeah, they bring a lot of size out there on the floor right now.
Here is Hurst, and they leave him alone for an 18-foot jumper. Good. He says, "You give me that one, I'll sure take it."
And Coach Mays didn't like that he let him have it.
45-38. And the Indians take their second timeout of the game with 3:40 left to play here in the third quarter. And the Indians with a 7-point lead. We'll be back in a half minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Indians will come down with the ball, and I haven't needed a basket right here. Lafayette within seven.
It's crazy. As well as Montgomery County has played, you look up and, you know, it's a 7-point lead in a game. It looks like Montgomery County has had full and total control of most of the game.
And now Lafayette is in a 2-3 zone, so they change up defensively. And Dunn just standing out near the timeline right now, dribbling the ball. Goes left side to Gentry. Gentry to Fawn, top of the key. Decker. Looking, fans at left side. Gentry firing a three, good. Oh, goodness. Gentry, you know, when he gets his feet set and he's really ready, he is deadly out there. And down, going down inside, we get a whistle and a foul going for the basket. Lafayette and Pritchard is going to get to go to the line.
Just so this Montgomery County team can continue to shoot the ball like this out on the perimeter this well throughout the season. I hope this is a telltale of things to come from a shooting perspective. And if they can continue to get that defense connected, boy, this could be a really, really scary team.
Pritchard makes a free throw, 48-39. That foul against Montgomery County was on Gentry. That's his first. Nobody in any foul trouble really in this game except Brady Kirk, who hadn't played a lot. That spins around and goes in for Pritchard, who's got 4 points all at the line. 48-40. Decker goes down and puts it up, and it doesn't go. And the rebound taken by Hunt back the other way and going under and getting to the glass and putting it up and in is Hurst. What a nice finish.
he had a step, and then he knew, in Cole Rose, he knew he could explode by him.
48-42. Lafayette will not go away. They are hanging right in there. Here's Fawns going up in the lane from a short jumper, good, about 8 feet away.
There you go.
Ran off a little screen by Cole Rose and got elevated up in the lane again, going up, and now Hurst. They can't stop him. The little bitty guy goes into the lane, gets airborne, and gets a little space, and, got to stop him out on the floor, I believe, Ivan.
Yeah, and you want this ball at least to touch the paint one time before you take an outside shot.
Rose fires a three, and that's an air ball. That's it's going to go out of bounds to Lafayette.
It wasn't that it was a bad look there. I can't fault Cole for that, but I really felt like with the way things are going.
Yeah, the timing was not good.
Yeah, you want to get a good quality paint touch before you take that shot. You can get that shot almost any time within your offensive set.
So a six-point game, and Lafayette has the ball. Indians look for a defensive stop here with 2 minutes to go. Steele out to Pritchard, an open three. That's no good. Steele, though, goes and gets the rebound, so Generals still have it. Now break for the basket and a block by Decker, but he's going to be called for the foul.
Lafayette really.
Decker's third foul.
Really beat Montgomery County there on a couple of backdoor cuts on this possession down the floor.
Hurst, a 5'6 senior. Oh, is he quick? He's got 14 points, and he's going to the line for two right now. They can make it a four-point game.
He's done it in a couple of different waves when he's done it, his scoring.
1:57 left to play. Free throw is no good.
That might be his kryptonite.
Now, Rose is going to leave as Jarvis is in there. Again, Coach Mays, he knows he needs playing time for Rose when he can get it and try to get him into shape, and he's playing him whenever he can. Here is the second free throw, and that was good. First makes one of two, and it's a 50-45 Montgomery County lead with 1:57 left to play. Hurst comes out of the game now, gets a little breather for KJ Jones, who's in there, and Dunn across the timeline, circles to the right side, gives to Decker, goes down toward the baseline, he's cut off, gives out to Fawns. Luke spins, weaves, goes down the right baseline, his jumper's good, and he got fouled. That's a tough shot under pressure, and Pritchard gets
gonna,
a foul.
I was wondering if he's going to get the call because he did get hit right there on the elbow. Great job of finishing. Again, that confidence comes from the work that he's done in the weight room, the strength and conditioning during the offseason, because he just didn't look for that shot much a year ago.
Fawns misses it, but the rebound is taken by Jarvis. Indians get it back. Here's Fawns beyond the three-point line. Gets back out to Dunn. 52-45, 1:30 to go in the half. Or in the quarter, third quarter it is, and Dunn driving down. Jarvis right side launches a three that's no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say the Indians touched it, even though Steele was the inside guy and looked like it was tracking it. And again, Tyce Jarvis just forcing it. He wants to get involved in the offense.
And you can tell
it hadn't happened yet.
Coach Mays didn't like the shot, but he didn't want to get on the floor. You don't want to shake his confidence at all, but he has to understand where their better opportunities are.
It is in a 1-3-1. Pritchard drives the baseline, and we get a foul on Dunn.
Yeah, that looked like a hockey hip check there along the boards by Dunn right there. Try to be subtle about it, but it was definitely obvious.
Dunn's first and only the team's third with 1:06 to go in the quarter.
I've seen you do that to me in a buffet line before.
Yeah, I ended up on the floor, and you got the lamb chop. Great job. Decker knocked the inbounds pass back into the hands of Clay Noble to create the turnover, and the Indians get the ball.
It was like a little paddle ball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit it, and the ball came back quicker than you thought.
Decker. Is Decker a high IQ guy? I mean, he plays the game with a high IQ like he is in the classroom. Here is Dunn, gives to Fawns. Fawns looking, hands it back out to Decker, and Dunn has to come back out and take it. Jones really playing hard against Dunn. Fawns takes it. Fawns to Jarvis. Jarvis wants to move toward the basket, forces up a shot that doesn't go, and the rebound is battled for, and Pritchard gets it again. Another forced shot by Tyce Jarvis. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow belongs to the Indians. See if they can get a stop here and maintain a seven-point lead going to the final period. Coach Vince Stanford up, and his team looks like they want to run clock down, but they'll take something if they get it. Steele drives toward the paint, spins, weaves, can't get a shot away, and now Pritchard walked.
Great job defensively from Montgomery County. And here, Dan's the two-for-one situation. Indians have the possession arrow to begin the fourth period here. So can Montgomery County get a good look here?
10.2 to go. You come three-quarters of the length of the floor. Aviette is picking up. Comes to Dunn. He's got to hurry. Now he floats it down to Jarvis. Jarvis moves toward the basket. Goes all the way in and goes up, and Steele blocked that shot. Hey, a lot of contact on Jarvis there. I think Tyce Jarvis didn't get a call he probably deserved there. But it's the end of the quarter. Indians will have the ball to begin the fourth. They lead 52-45, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Indians got out-rebounded 13-3 in that quarter. But Lafayette had five turnovers, and the Indians didn't have a turnover. So that kind of evened things out. And Lafayette able to close the gap only from 9-7. But the Indians, of course, one time built a 12-point lead. Indians have the ball to begin this final quarter of play. And back into the game is Hurst. Yoshino Hurst. Boy, Dunn being hailed. He kind of wrapped his arms around him. Let me give you a hug, fella. And Dunn finally got free, gets the ball. Jarvis at a high post, holds the ball, hands it off to Gentry. Gentry looks, goes into Fawns. Fawns turns, weaves, goes up, puts the shot up, no good. And a lot of contact in there that time. Hurst comes away with the rebound. Wow. I mean, they let a lot of contact go there, Ivan.
Yeah, it got very physical that time on that possession.
Here is Thomas. Hurst, they got away with the ball, goes for the basket, puts it up and in.
You know, whatever it was, it allowed him to get that first step, and that's tough. That's two quick guys right there in Dunn and Hurst.
52-47. Here's Dunn, and ball taken away by Hurst. First turnover of the second half. Lead pass ahead to Thomas, goes under, missed the shot. Hurst the rebound. He's trapped in under the basket and threw it away. So the Indians get the ball back and going down.
Is that intentional? I mean, he grabbed him above the shoulders. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was about to say, that was a grab above the shoulders. That had to be an intention. Good call, official. Yeah, I've seen many a night they wouldn't have called that. But that was almost a dangerous play.
Intentional foul.
That's his third.
The foul was against
Noble.
Noble, and so he gets his third foul, and Dunn is going to go to the line to shoot two free throws here, and then the Indians will get the ball. Boy, these are big points with 7:03 to go. Dunn puts it in.
Cool, calm, and collected. These guys had the hot hand tonight shooting for Montgomery County.
Dunn eyes it for a long time, pulls the trigger and got it. So he's got 20 points.
Blistering the nets tonight, Mr. Dunn. He's getting it done.
And his lead by 7. Boy, a score right here would be just huge.
Yeah.
for the Tribe to be back, kind of back, you know, where they were. Here's Fawns. Look for the back cut. Wasn't there. Gentry takes it. Gentry calling the play. Gentry says, I'm going to take it out here now. Gets the Fawns at a high post. Goes down inside. Dunn flashes out. Floats a pass over to Gentry on the right wing. Back to Dunn. Dunn kind of bluffed like he pulled the trigger on that long three. Didn't take it. Here's Dunn driving in. Goes for the basket. Back out to Gentry. And
Got him on that little hop step. He does that a lot, and I don't think it's always a walk, but I think that time he did walk there when he receives, because he's trying to continue his motion when he catches that ball, because we know how good he is getting down the lane.
Here's Decker trying to stay with Hurst, who lost the ball. Ball got knocked loose. Jarvis picks it up. Jarvis comes down. Then he loses it. Decker down the floor. He gets it. Sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis goes under the basket. Sends it in the corner to Gentry. He drives in. Back out. Decker will fire a three right side. Good.
It was chaos. It was controlled chaos is what that was. It led to a great three-point shot by Decker.
57-47 after the basket by Brecken Decker. And, again, a good look there by Gentry. Thomas, Kirk. Kirk wants to go to Hurst. And, boy, Decker tried to keep it away from him. But Hurst now has killed the dribble. So back to Kirk. Kirk driving in on Gentry, and they're going to call a foul on Gentry. Boy, again, that's one of those, as we say sometimes, call that one all night, and we will be here for breakfast tomorrow morning. I mean, there just wasn't much there. I don't know what the official really thought he saw, but into steal, a little jump shot good off the left baseline, and a quick timeout taken by the Lafayette Generals. So Steele's basket cuts the lead to 8 points with 5:44 left to play. Third timeout of the game by Lafayette, and we'll be right back here for the last 5.5 minutes in just a minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Indians with a lead of 8 points right now, and the Tribe with the ball, and Lafayette's going to pick up all over the floor. And the pass comes into Dunn, hands back to Jarvis, races down the right side. Look at him move with the ball. The big guy handling it well. Now they double him. He needs help. Threw it away. Turnover. Steele's going to come down, challenges Fawns, and Fawns gets called for the foul, but I don't know if they're... Was there contact there?
I missed it.
I thought Steele fell away from him, but Fawns gets his first foul of the game, and Steele will shoot two.
You caught me in a moment like the young generation. I was looking down at my phone when it happened.
Free throw by Steele is good. Steele's first point of the second half, Ivan. That's
and that's huge.
That's a big plus.
Yeah, you go back a couple of possession goals, and Ethan Dunn was down there battling down inside, and I thought Ethan did a great job of just keeping him off of the spot he wanted.
He missed the second free throw, and Jarvis able to save the rebound in. So the Indians have it. Dunn, or Decker, brings it down. They're chasing him and double team. The ball gets knocked away, but Dunn picks it up. That is not over and
no,
back.
No, the ball got hit.
That is
the
not
ball
over.
Got hit.
Come on, guys.
The ball got knocked away.
Yeah, their officials look at each other and say, boy, we got that one right, didn't we? Oh.
I think the other official just validated the official that got it wrong. You know, and that was the bad thing about that, because that ball did get knocked loose.
Too easy to see that one.
Here, Kerr goes through and gets it blocked. That is not a goaltend. They've called a goaltend there, Ivan.
Wow.
That's nowhere close to a goaltend. The ball never got, for one thing, the ball never got above the rim. Wow. It's 57-52. That's a big play. Now we get Dunn's going to be fouled by Thomas.
Not a good pass there by Decker to Dunn. He threw him right into the defense.
Thomas's first foul. Each team has two fouls here with 5:06 to go in the game, so we're a ways to go before we get to that two-shot situation. There's an entry pass, not a good one, but Decker comes up with it. They foul him.
They're going to call a foul on Decker.
Oh, boy. I tell you what.
With all the commotion.
I'm just going to be honest, folks. Yeah. I'm usually honest, aren't I, Evan?
Yeah.
The last 3 minutes of this game, it's like everything is going to be called for Lafayette.
Because with all the physical play that went on there, to then call that foul at the end on Greckin, was not, you didn't feel like it was fair after what had transpired when he initially touched the ball.
A goaltend on a ball that doesn't get above the rim doesn't happen. It's impossible. Now the ball's knocked away. Now we're going to get a foul on Fawns. And that's a rinky-dink. That's his second. Lafayette gets it back. 4:57 to go. It's a five-point game. The Indians are in a, let me tell you, they're in a fight for their lives right now. With Decker out of the game, too. Pass comes in. He had not established himself. That was, should have been the Indians' ball out. And going in and laying it up and in is Thomas after he had stepped out.
Yeah, I had to try to slow play it back to my mind. I was like, he did not establish himself back in the quarter play.
57-54. Down to Fawns. Fawns goes for the basket. He gets held. And they do. I think they call that just because they say, hey, maybe we better throw the Indians a little bit of a carrot here. But it's a common foul. Foul on Hunt is his third. Decker's going to come back in with 4:39 to go, replacing Jarvis this time.
They've gotten really aggressive as Lafayette now. They're trying to put Montgomery County in the pressure cooker here.
Yeah. Here's the entry pass, and they get it into Gentry. Gentry going for the basket. He got fouled, and they didn't call it, and they take it away from him, and then we get a jump ball that will give the ball to Lafayette. Oh.
Yeah, this is where you got to hope Montgomery County, who's going to be the one that kind of rallies this team together? Who's going to pull them back together and make sure that they're connected here?
Well, here's Hunt out of the perimeter. Break goes under. Kirk goes under, lays it up and in. And we've got a one-point game, 57-56, and the Indians take a timeout with 4:17. Left to play in the game. And we'll be back in just a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parr Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parr Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parr Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
.417 left to play. The Indians, who once had a 12-point lead in this game, and they have never trailed, but they lead by one, 57-56, as we come away from the timeout. The Indians will inbound. And
I guess the 2-2-1 full-court press here.
The Indians only have four players on the floor. They inbound the ball, and We had a player who's bleeding a little bit, I think, Cole Rose. And now Gentry's going to come in to replace him. They were letting the Indians inbound the ball when they didn't have five players on the floor.
This is going to be interesting because he did not sub before the time limit. This is going to be interesting. They may okay. I was wondering what was happening here. I thought the official was going to say they couldn't substitute another player.
Pass comes to Decker. Decker, he got away with a walk right there. Here's the ball through the hands of Dunn, and Lafayette has it, and the Generals with a chance to take the lead. And now Montgomery County gets it back. They took it right back on a good play by Decker. Decker has it on the left wing, and he'll bring it back out front. Good play by Decker, though. That's the way you got to battle. If you're going to win this game, you got to come and fight as hard as Lafayette is right now. Here is the ball right side to Decker. Decker spinning around, backs away on the dribble. We got 3:45 to go. Dunn with, boy, look at, hands all over Dunn. He goes for the basket, puts it up no good, but he'll get a couple of shots. It's a blocking foul. It's going to go against Steele, and that is his third.
If Steele had just stayed his ground, I think he might have gotten the call, but he started billing out early, and the official didn't reward him with great defense there, and that was a good call.
So Dunn will put up a pair of free throws here. Shot's good. Dunn with 21 tonight. Fonz has 15. Decker with 13.
Dunn's been spectacular on the offensive side tonight.
Try to give the Indians a three-point lead. He puts it in.
And that's where I'm more impressed with him tonight, shooting free throws more than even the three-point shots he was knocking down.
59-56. 3:40 to go. Here is Hurst. Little guy working against Dunn out front. Gives it over to Thomas. Thomas drives in, spins against Gentry, puts up a jumper, no good. And the rebound up over the back and putting it back up and in was Hunt.
Man.
Here is Jarvis in backcourt, gives down to Decker, drives down that right side. It's a double team, sends it back out to Jarvis. Jarvis takes it down the lane, goes under and missed his shot, but gets fouled.
Oh, the C opened up for him right there. He was about ready to reverse that ball to Gentry. He's like, oh, wait a minute, they're giving me a gift here.
Jarvis is going to shoot a pair of free throws, so he's one of two from the line in the game. That's his only point. He's got 9 rebounds tonight. I mean, Jarvis is doing a really good job on the glass, and he seems comfortable going to the glass. He seems fairly comfortable on defense.
I see Coach Mays there. They're trying to get some perspiration condensation off the floor down there, and I said these basketball programs every year get towels from Gatorade and Powerade and these places, and plus
there's Coach Mays out, and he's cleaning it up.
Yeah, the fans donate them. It seems like in every game when you have this go on, then they can't find a towel. that used to be a standard when I was coaching and around. They always packed extra towels for that situation.
Free throws up and good by Tyce Jarvis. So now he tries to give the Indians a 3-point lead again with 3:02 to go.
As Coach Bart Rison say, not every program has a Daryl Mason.
Oh, that free throw went way up in the air and fell back through. Nice job of working Bubby into the show tonight. I like that. I hope he's listening. Out of left corner, boy, Jarvis blocked the 3-point attempt by Pritchard out of bounds. Lafayette will have it, but Jarvis says, not going to let that one tie us up. Entry pass goes all the way in backcourt to Hurst. Looks at the clock with 2:50. Gets a high screen from Hunt. Picked up by Fawns.
Now
he looks, and he goes, try to go inside. They do to Hunt, who sends it back out to Thomas. Drives the baseline. Oh. Blocked away by Jarvis again, but they get it back, and Hunt puts it up and in.
That's a foul on Hurst. But, boy, what a
foul on Hurst is his first foul.
What a great job, though. Montgomery County really was working. They just unfortunately got the bad bounce that led to an easy lay-in. But great effort, I thought, that time defensively.
So we'll walk down to the other end, and Ethan Dunn will step up to the free throw line again. For everything's two shots. Every foul, two shots from this point on for both teams. And Dunn left that one short.
He's been doing such a good job of collecting himself at the line.
Kind of stiff-armed that one. Eyes it. And that one rolls off. And the rebound by Hunt. So Lafayette could take a lead here. Something they haven't done all night. Thomas out near the timeline. Wants a high screen. Thomas gets
it. Moving pick. Yeah.
Moving pick by Hunt.
Good call, Mr. Fisher, there.
Hunt, I think, is out of the game.
Fourth.
They say it's only his fourth. So Hunt's going to come out, and right back into the game is Steele. So I think Steele probably has four fouls, too, and I only have him with three. Indians get the ball back, 2:16 to play. And here is Decker across the timeline. Decker dribbling around, goes down the lane, hooks a pass back to Gentry. He drives for the basket. Little floater is up, and it bounces off. And the rebound finally gathered in by Kirk. Boy,
a year ago, that was automatic.
Yeah, Gentry makes most of those, but he didn't make that one. Another chance for Lafayette to get the lead. 1:50 to go. Steele away from the basket, way out of the left side. Fawns with him. Here is Hurst with the ball. Dunn. Now Pritchard takes it. Jarvis with him. And they rotate over to Steele. They're looking down the corner. Thomas thought about a three, drives in. Goes up, and the shot is up and over Jarvis, and it's good. And Lafayette has their first lead of the night at 62-61. And here's Decker driving the right baseline, goes up, missed the shot, but he's going to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Pritchard. .118 to go. Brecken Decker will step up there and needs to make a pair to give the Indians the lead back. Lafayette, its first lead of the night at 62-61. Decker knocks it down. Rutgers got 14. Now Pritchard comes out as Hunt is back in. So they go back to their big lineup. And the free throw by Decker bounces, and it came off. Rebound. Oh, Jarvis had it and lost it out of bounds.
You know,
got tipped away from him.
Yeah, Fonz kept it alive at first initially and thought Jarvis was going to be able to gather it in.
62-62. Here's Thomas. Right corner steal. Drives the baseline. Fonz cuts him off. 10 feet from the basket. Ball knocked away. Loose on the floor. Jarvis picks it up. Indians have a steal. Dunn trying to come out there with it. And we get a traveling violation.
Montgomery County really needed a timeout there.
Oh, boy. How did the official over there see that to call a traveling violation in that pileup, Ivan? Oh, my goodness. Timeout taken now by Lafayette. They'll have the ball back with 59.3 seconds to go, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Lafayette's going to inbound the ball down underneath their own basket. Indians are still huddled up down here. Now they break away. Well, you know, I think you'd like for Steele or Hurst or Thomas. Those are the three guys you want to. They've got multiple options as they inbound the ball. Thomas will inbound the ball. Steele is operating down low. Hurst is going to go over in the far corner. So that's where the key players on the floor are. I tell you what's going to happen right here. In my opinion, Steele's going to get the ball. Thomas is going to break to the right corner, and he's going to shoot the three ball right here.
Vance caught it.
And again, they're cleaning up perspiration on the floor.
That's probably a water bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a water bottle down on the Lafayette bench. 59.3 seconds to go. The Indians have two timeouts left. Lafayette has one. Thomas to inbound it.
Got a straight line here, so you got to watch out for the
Thomas
for
looking
the
and
yeah. I'm gonna say a hold.
Oh my goodness!
Just call us on Fawns.
They have called a hold on Fawns. It still gets to go to the line for two shots with no time off the clock. Big guy, good free throw shooter, puts it in. Lafayette leads 63-62. Steele now with 14 points, makes another one.
Lafayette's going to bring some pressure here, full court, 2-2-1.
2-2-1, full court. Jarvis will inbound. He gets it into Dunn. Dunn will start on the dribble, sends it down to Decker on the right side. Decker dribbles it across, gets to Jarvis. Left side, Gentry fires a three. No good, long rebound comes out. Fawns battling for it, but coming away with it is Hurst. Hurst races down. Lafayette has it with a two-point lead and 42 seconds to go. Any foul now is two shots. So Thomas dribbling the ball, and how about a five-second count? I mean, Thomas never gave that ball up. Hurst goes in. And the shot is no good and rebounded by Fawns. Hurst finally missed one close to the basket. Indians with 24 seconds to go. And Jarvis comes up limping, and we get a timeout. And Jarvis is going to have to come out of the game. Didn't really see what happened, but Indians will still have a timeout left. 22.8 seconds left. And Ivan, what do you do?
Yeah, it's like, who do you want with the ball in their hands here? Are you looking at your senior leader, Brecken Decker, a guy that's been in these situations before? How will Lafayette kind of defense this? Or do you look at a situation where maybe, you know, Luke Fontemple typically has a mismatch and maybe try to set something up to get him something going towards the basket where he can use his size and maybe – if he doesn't get the basket, that maybe he gets fouled and can go to the free throw line. So I think you're looking at that rim. And then obviously off of that, you know, you got Dunn, a guy that's had a great offensive night, shot the free throw as well. But now you've got him in a situation where he really needs to act as a true point guard. Take the opportunity if it's there, if it's a good opportunity, or set somebody up to get something. So, you know, where is the confidence level in Coach Mays in his hybrid guard and Dunn in this situation? We're about to find out with 22.8 and needing a basket to even this up.
Indians are going to inbound the ball right here in front of the Montgomery County bench. And it's Decker who will inbound, and Lafayette is man-to-man.
So you've got Dunn probably coming to the ball here.
Yeah, Fawns trying to set a screen and trouble doing it. They go down to Fawns and they throw it away.
Oh, and they would have had the mismatch.
Then we get a jump ball and the Indians get it back.
Oh, so very fortunate.
Oh, wow.
You know, you liked it then because of how, you know, Lafayette was playing, because you were going to get the mismatch with Fawns, but they initially were trying to bring Dunn to the ball off of the screen.
Now they've got it down to the baseline with 18.9 seconds to go.
No Tyce Jarvis on the floor.
So Dunn. Rose is in there for him. Here we go. Decker comes and takes it. Now Dunn drives into the lane. Off to Fawns. Launches a three. Good.
Big shot.
Mullins hits a three with 12 seconds to go, and we get a timeout, the last timeout of the game taken by Lafayette.
Hit him coming off the wing off a little trailing screen action there as Dunn drove the ball to the right side there. Great job of trailing behind was Luke. Got a good look from beyond the arc, but not a hand in his face.
So now coming back in for Lafayette is going to be Peyton Pritchard. Again, this is a tough spot to be in because any foul is two shots, Ivan.
It is, and now you've got Lafayette near sideline here, needing to go three quarters of the court. It's a side inbounds. You know, obviously, I think they're going to try to get the ball initially in the hands of Hurst here to utilize his speed. And so then you've got to limit. You got to make him try to go lateral as much as possible.
Thomas will inbound the ball. Hurst will get it. Decker is guarding Thomas. Dunn is guarding Hurst. And those guys are a handful.
Decker is guarding, you know, up the floor here. So hopefully any throw goes back towards Montgomery County's rim.
Yeah, Hurst takes it, crosses the timeline. 8 seconds to go. Hurst driving in, goes up in the lane, loses the ball.
Wow.
Indians pick it up. Gentry's got it, and that's an intentional foul. I mean, he grabbed him around the waist. You got to call the intentional foul, and I don't think they did.
Well, Montgomery County's very thankful that the officials have let some body contact go, because, you know, I thought they might have caught a foul right there with that contact with Hurst.
And then Steele took the ball and threw it down the floor.
Yeah.
Which, in a lot of instances, would give you a technical, too.
But a great job here, and I would have hated for that foul to be called on Dunn, knowing how they've been allowing jostling going on, and that time it was unfortunate for Lafayette.
2.4 seconds to go. So Dawson Gentry can make sure the Indians, at worst, would play overtime here. If he can knock down free throws. But he missed the first one. Now, you'd almost like to miss the second one, in my opinion. Lafayette has no timeouts left.
Timeouts, and they just have to.
They'd have 2.4 seconds to get a rebound and get a shot up. Ivan, tough to do. Watch the clock for us here. Let's see.
I'm all over.
Let's see how quick he made it. They inbounds from well beyond midcourt, and the shot is off the mark, and the Indians have survived tonight over Lafayette. Montgomery County 66, Lafayette 64, after leading pretty much the entire way, and the Indians had a really battle to dig this one out. And they'll come back and play Woodford County here tomorrow. But we've got much more to go tonight. Don't go away. We'll be back. Our post-game show gets underway in a couple of minutes.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment,
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Dan Bailey, Ivan Rawls with you from Great Crossing High School. The Indians, they got a win here in the consolation bracket of this Billy Hicks Classic. The Indians win it tonight by final score of 66-64, again after leading almost the entire game. Lafayette's did get the advantage at 62-61 and at 64-62. And then Fawns hitting the three-point shot with 13 seconds to go. They gave the Indians the lead. They got the ball back and got a foul. And, again, defensive stop by Ethan Dunn that he hadn't been able to get much. Nobody could get on Hunt or Hurst for most of the night.
McFarland gets the player of the game. He hit that big three here to give Montgomery County its final lead.
Yeah. He's out receiving the award right now. So look at an excellent game. Ethan Dunn in the first half and ends up with six threes. Dunn made 6 of 8 three-point shots in the game. And he finishes with 22, Fawns with 18, 14 for Brecken Decker. And Decker also had 7 rebounds, 9 points for Gentry, and 3 for Tyce Jarvis. And boy, you got to hope that Jarvis is...
They've been looking at him, and they've been talking with the trainer for a long time. And, you know,
he's not putting any weight on.
Yeah.
They don't want him to put any weight on that ankle right now. So
yeah.
I'd say we're going to be without Jarvis for a few games, Ivan.
I hate to say that, but probably are. Yeah, you just wonder sometimes, if, you know, the initial swelling, and once it goes away, it's not as bad, and it's just uncomfortable right now. But, yeah, it's concerning when you absolutely don't want to put any weight on that leg or foot, so...
Lafayette was a three-headed monster tonight. Eli Steele, Yashira Hurst, and Ishmael Thomas all had 15 points tonight in the game. And Steele also had 10 points, so a double-double for him. 6 points for Brady Kirk coming off the bench. 4 for Tyler Hunt and Peyton Pritchard. And 3 points for Clay Noble for their total. We'll come back. We'll have the other statistics for you when we return to Great Crossing High School after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It is with a 66-64 win tonight over Lafayette. Tribe goes to 3-2. Lafayette now at 2-4 on the season. Indians were 20 of 48 from the field, but 12 of 25 from the three-point line. Ivan, that'll get you in most of the nights. It almost didn't tonight for the Indians.
It did, and it's scary. You know, it's scary in two different ways. It's scary that if they can shoot the ball that well throughout the season, it could be dangerous for other teams facing this Montgomery County team. But it also can be dangerous because you might be seduced into shooting too many shots on some given nights because you've had that type of success. So, you know, as long as you're taking good shots, you're getting it within the framework of the offense. And like I said, you know, there was a couple times I thought we took a quick shot early in the offense when you could have gotten that shot at any time. Because for this team and what Coach Mays is trying to do, and you're talking about being aggressive and being very physical at times, is you got to impose your will. You know, some of the best offensive football teams are teams that can throw the ball when they have to and need to, but then they definitely make sure that they run that ball and they impose their will. And that's what Coach Mays is wanting to do, have a program where they can impose their will and the way they want the game to be played. And they can do it in a diverse way, but you want to keep that diversity and that balance in your approach.
It has made 10 of 15 from the free throw line tonight. They made 14 out of 25 from the free throw line. So they did have a really good free throw shooting night. 26 of 53 from the field for Lafayette, but they were only 3 of 12 on threes, 9 of 13 from the charity stripe. And the biggest statistic for Lafayette, they out-rebounded the Indians 40 to 28. But Lafayette committed 16 turnovers. The Indians had 11 turnovers, Ivan. 3 turnovers through 3 quarters and then 8 in that final period maybe they tired a little bit.
They tired a little bit, yeah. And I thought Lafayette got really a little bit more aggressive because they were desperate to try to get that advantage back. So,
yeah. Coach Mays is going to come visit with us for a few minutes. Coach, congratulations. Boy, you earned this one, didn't you?
We almost snatched, what do they say?
Almost
snatched defeat.
From the jaws of victory.
From the jaws of victory.
Jarvis, what do you think?
We're going to get x-ray tomorrow. I mean, he's just got a really bad ankle right now.
Yeah.
And I think he just rolled it, but, you know, he's probably very doubtful for tomorrow.
Yeah, I would say.
Cole's got a broke nose. Probably, if not, he's all of a sudden got a lot uglier. Brecken busts his chin up. He's going to have to get stitches.
In his chin to go with his eyes, so.
We're probably going to be a little shorthanded tomorrow, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Just more adversity for us to swallow.
You've been in a lot of games where you've led a long time, and then it gets tough and you get behind. Those are the games where this is a tough game to come back and win, isn't it, once you do get behind?
We had 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter.
I had 8.
Sure. So here's the thing. Like, I didn't change anything as a coach in how I was coaching this team from the first half to the second half. I was hard on them, but I also loved on them, complimented them when they did things well, encouraged them when they needed it, also held them accountable for mistakes. Nothing changed. I made sure of that. Nothing changed. Second half, right when we should put this team away. Oh, my goodness, we're going to win. What do? We demonstrate that we're uncomfortable winning. Now, you can argue that all you want, but we are uncomfortable winning. I've been staying up. This team's driving me crazy in a good way. I love these boys. But we are uncomfortable winning, Dan. Then go wrap your mind around that one. So, I mean, how can you argue with me? You've seen us enough this year. When we get in advantageous situations, what do we usually do? Give it back to them. We give away possessions. We make simple plays hard plays. We complicate the simple. I mean, at halftime, I said, guys, we got to manufacture offense. This is not a game where we're just going to play willy-nilly and try to score one-on-one, dribble into. I said, no, we got to make Lafayette guard us because our actions will be, have success against them. One set, two set, three set. That's my way of saying, all right, that one didn't work. Let's run another one. That one didn't work. Let's run another one. Sometimes you have to play that way, okay? And our actions are really good actions. But second half, all of a sudden, like, well, I don't know if I just disrespect coach. I don't think that's it. But, like, you're not listening to coach. And so they every time we would get an extra possession, offensive rebound, or be able to have pace where we could get organized in a set, we just broke down and we just played one-on-one and went one-on-two and just turned it over. And then we had this great side OB play right here. I knew it was going to be wide open. I knew the little kid was going to be on Luke. And you know, we don't even – it's a direct pass. And we don't make the pass. You know, I mean – we just, I got to continue to put them in as many of those situations and practice as possible, you know, with consequences. And, but we're uncomfortable winning, 100%. And, you know, our young guys who I'm trying to play, I played quite a bit of guys in the first half. I shrunk that in the second half. Well, I mean, you know, he's got to be tough on the glass. He's got to get rebounds. You know, don't be proud of being 6'3 and not rebound. You know, it's not just about shooting. You know, Dane gave us good minutes tonight. I think Dane was solid tonight. Dane gave good effort. And Cole was good in most spots, but like a play that I know he knows, he just blanked out on an OB underplay, and we turned it over, and it was because his cut, he ran into another guy, his own teammate. You know, so we just got, I'm not blaming those guys, Dan. I'm just saying, as a coach, that is on me. But we got our work cut out for us. I mean, there is not an easy game the rest of the season. Fans, family members, supporters, just people interested in the game of basketball live in Montgomery County, please come support this team. But understand when you come, you need to have a patient heart because we are not a good team right now. You know, we're a hardworking team that don't quit, which is a great place to start. But our passing and decision-making is not there on a winning level yet.
On a positive note,
yeah,
you only had three turnovers through the first.
Saying I'm being negative?
You only had three turnovers in the first three quarters. That kind of goes away because you turned it over eight times in the fourth, but three turnovers over three quarters, you don't do much better than that.
But how did we start the game? How quick were these first two turnovers? First minute of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean – so, and now let me also heap a bunch of praise on E. If he doesn't hit those shots in the first half, we're going home loser.
You know?
I mean.
You made 12 of 25 threes tonight.
That, because we're capable of that. I want us shooting those threes. I mean, look at our record at Ashland. We're in top three every year at state in attempts and makes. This team can shoot the ball. But you got to believe and how you're playing before you're going to be effective at that. We don't believe in how we're playing yet. And that, again, falls on me. But you're right. We played much better in the first half than we did the second half. We played scared. We played not to mess up. We played fear of failure. That's how we played. And so I have two options as a coach. I can lay back and say, I'm going to be chill and calm and composed and sing Kumbaya, right? And hopefully my team will pick up on that. No, I think it would have snowballed if I'd have done that. You just have to coach hard every play, and you got to keep holding them accountable. Do they get tired of hearing it? Yes. But the key to mastery is repetition. So if I can rep as holding them accountable as many times as I can, then eventually it's gonna take. And I felt like I was a raging lunatic down there during that slide because, I just felt like I was a raging lunatic.
How about the zone defense?
1-3-1 was good tonight. And until we got complacent, late or early in the fourth quarter, I think it was. But yeah, I mean, you see what we're doing. We're changing up our defenses. I went 2-3 one time. We got splashed on by a three because Doss had the wrong rotation, bless his heart. But 1-3-1 was good. I love the 1-3-1 defense, and we got to practice it more. So, look, we got Woodford County's really good. They were in Final Four last year. I don't think they played especially well tonight against Franklin County. But we play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against Woodford, and we're going to have our hands full with a shorthanded roster. So we're going to – our win is going to be, do we compete? That's our win. And hopefully that's going to be good enough to get a W tomorrow. We're going to go home, and it's going to be another late night. You know, I got kids that might have to go to the hospital and get x-rays. So just part of it. Sorry if I'm negative, Dan. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I'm all with you.
I mean, we won. I'm happy we won. Don't get me wrong. We had to win that game tonight.
Most of the time, the most aggressive team wins, I feel like. I was watching. I really thought in the second half they became more aggressive, and as they became more aggressive, we became less aggressive. And that spelled doom coming. Therefore, don't you feel great about just the ability to come back and pull this one out?
Yeah, I mean, Luke, the thing I give credit on, Luke hitting that shot there, we were down one.
Down one.
Yeah. And we ran a play called Four Low, which is a really good NBA set. And it worked perfectly. And, you know, he rose up and splashed it. I think he's got ice in his veins. I do. I still don't know how to coach him. But, like, you know, he's got to understand that as good as that is down here on the defensive end, you know, I'm going to show him on film. I mean, I think he probably had 20 players cut across his face tonight instead of being off to the ball. And he hasn't picked that up yet. The foul he had down here, that was a really dumb foul late in the game. Costly foul. You know, he's got to know that. He's got to know time and score and situation. He doesn't. So what do? Just, I can't coach. No, you love him, and you coach him through it. But I know this. I'd rather have him than not have him, you know.
Come back and tell me whether I'm right or wrong. The goaltending call, the ball never got above the rim.
I thought it was a good call.
Did you really? You got a better angle. You think it got above the rim?
I think it was above the rim, and I think he slapped it off the – but again, I'm okay with that. I mean, I'll take as many goaltending calls as we can get, to be honest with you.
That was in a run where, they were – it just seemed like we were playing not to lose.
We were, especially the second half when they got more aggressive. And then, I mean, Ivan doesn't believe – he's not a confident ball handler in 10 situations yet. And there's no reason for that, because when everything's going well, he plays great. But in 10 situations, he gets in his own way. And I think Brecken does too. So we're just going to have to live and die with that for a while until hopefully it just eases out. But you're right. We played tight in the second half, you know, because we're not comfortable winning.
Yeah. And you got out-rebounded 40-28, and you won.
We were out-rebounding them at halftime. 22-18, according to their stat sheet.
I had 21-18, so I was right with them at halftime, and my final numbers say 40-28.
The number one key at halftime was rebounding. I said, guys, that's going to make a difference in this game. I didn't feel good about it, and sure enough, I had no idea that was what it was.
Well, back here tomorrow. We will not be here tomorrow. The Lady Indians are playing at home. Boy, both teams, the girls are going to play. A team from Northern Kentucky that may be the third best team in Kentucky behind Clark County and Sacred Heart in Cooper. And you're going to be over here playing a Woodford County team. And I guarantee you, you got teams in this tournament in Great Crossing and Woodford County.
Frederick Douglass.
And Frederick Douglass. Those are three teams. Those are elite teams. So you got a big challenge tomorrow, but you like a challenge, don't you?
Wouldn't have a schedule if we didn't.
And
probably the dumbest high school coach in the history of high school coaches for the schedule, but that's all right.
Hey, we hope the kids are okay. That's the biggest thing right now, to be healthy and again.
Watching Tice go across the gym on crutches.
Yeah.
He had PT today. We've ice bathed him last night, ice bathed him today. He's been on STEM.
And he went 31 minutes tonight. and then it happened. So that's even tougher to take a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've just gotten the wrap, so you're done.
Yeah, Lori.
Lori gives you the wrap. That's our signal. We talk too long.
Be safe, going
home. We like to talk, so that's our signal when she gives it to us. And Coach, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Coach Jason Mays. Again, the Indians get the victory tonight, 66-64, tonight over Lafayette. And Ivan, final thoughts on this one. You've heard the coach now.
Yeah. I mean, it's all those things we talk about. And, you know, you heard me say, in the pregame, you know, it's like the cook will tell you, you know, if you want a good end product, you gotta, you know, put the time in. You know, it's gotta take time to get what you want. It's not a microwave type of dish that you're putting together. All those things are true. We talked about Ethan Dunn, the great game he played tonight, but still needs to get more of that point guard mentality and have that confidence with the ball in his hands as opposed to just being kind of a scoring mentality. But saw some great things out of this team tonight. To tough out this win the way they did after having control of it for the better part of the game, to then lose the lead and then come back and then get it back and to hit a big shot. That's a big moment, you know, not only for Luke, but for this team when he hits that shot in that situation. It was a must-need basket situation in the final, 20 seconds of the ball game. That's huge for that team from a confidence standpoint, that we've got somebody we can put the ball in the hands of and they'll come up big, no pressure at all.
And the confidence in their coach grows.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah. He drew this up and we hit multiple options off of it. You know, they did look for Dunn initially on the drive, but then you had Luke trailing and Dunn did the right thing. You know, instead of going in there forcing it up and maybe having the shot contested, he gave it up. He got a good free look. And that's what you want to see. You want to see that maturation in a team and understanding situations and not making it just about you. If you don't have the shot. How many times did we see Michael Jordan at the end of a game give the ball up, or LeBron James give the ball up, if they didn't have the shot and somebody else would win it? And, you know, my Phoenix Suns with Charles Barkley lost a game to Michael Jordan when he gave the ball up to John Paxson, who knocks down the game with a shot. But,
there you go. So, hey, coming up tomorrow morning on Sports Extra, Ivan will be.
We got the swim and dive team. Coach Laney Neal is going to bring a few of the swimmers out there in the morning, so we'll get a chance to talk to them. And
what success they're having, Ivan.
I know.
It's a lot of fun to see what they're doing and what they have done with this sport. So it'll be a great conversation tomorrow, and then we'll be on the air. Should be on the air at about a little bit after 3:30 with a 4:00 tip, and we're going to see one of the best girls teams in Kentucky tomorrow, and we're going to get a chance to see a bunch of those over the course of the year.
We're going to see a well-versed and schooled team, what Coach Hohaus does up there with that program has done the last few years. You know, we don't have to worry about Whitney Lynn this year, but we still got a lot to deal with that team and that program.
Yeah, hopefully the Lady Indians kind of pull together and maybe get their feathers ruffled a little bit and play a great team game and make it a contest tomorrow. We hope so.
Yeah, we hope so. And I hope we hear something about how the cheerleading squad did tonight.
State competing at Clark County.
So hopefully we get good news on it. Maybe talk about, or let people know how that goes in the morning on Sports Extra as well. So a lot of good things, opportunities going on in our sporting athletic group there at Montgomery County.
Hey, that'll do it tonight. Thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, and to you for joining us. Until we join you tomorrow evening from the Montgomery County Arena, and until Ivan joins you tomorrow morning at 9:00 from McDonald's in Mount Sterling, I'm Dan Manley for Ivan Rolls and Jeff West saying thanks a lot for being with us. Indians win it tonight over Lafayette, 66-64. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company,
Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.